At 3:10, Steve Cannon is next on WCCO. I'm Ray Christensen. For news, weather, and friendly conversation, depend on WCCO News Talk 830.
It's the Cannon Mess right here at WCCO, and it's a Monday, and the little Cannons are with me. Morgan Mundane, Ma Linger, Backlash LaRue. John Harding is our engineer. He won't be adequate. Karen Falloon is doing the weather for us today. Dean Spratt and Jerry Peterson will do the traffic for us. They have a new microphone in your morgue.
Hey, Stan, this is the latest development in the history of radio microphones. This is a microphone that's been popularized by Rush Limbaugh.
That is correct. I was informed of that by the crack management staff when they installed it here in the basement studio. And, of course, it's on the right wing side of this studio.
Well, of course. Got to be over there.
And there's a little sticker on the back of it that says, "No Fem-Nazi can use this microphone." And it's signed Rush Limbaugh.
No kidding, boy. It means a lot of these women here at this station ain't going to be able to use this microphone.
That's true. You had a good weekend picking on your prognostications?
Well, I could brag about a few. I told everybody to sell the farm on Friday and bet Atlanta over San Francisco, despite the fact San Francisco was favored by 9.5 points. I had people around the city saying I was nuts. And what happened? 24-7 in favor of San Francisco in the fourth quarter, and Atlanta rallies to win 27-24, making me an all-time great prognosticator.
Mm-hmm.
I also picked the Gophers to sweep. Everybody said they couldn't do it over North Dakota, and they did. It was easy picking Dallas. My brother Maurice cleaned up on that one. He bet the farm on it. I told him, too, I'm not a betting person. But he gave the points. He laid the odds, and he took Dallas, gave up 7.5, whatever it was, and he wins big.
Wasn't much of a game.
Terrible game. First quarter was a good game. Everybody should have gone home after that.
I see where Jim McMahon, the quarterback of the Vikings, was invited to the big bash at Planet Hollywood last night. And they had this red carpet laid out there for these alleged stars to walk on into the invitation-only party at one of the clubs there, the Planet Hollywood. And most of these people that went there, the locals that were invited, Jesse Ventura, the wrestler, Kent Herbeck, the baseball player, among others. I'm talking about the local celebrities, along with the national celebrities like Stallone and Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, were pleasant to these swarms of people that were there to greet them. And they said hi to the people. McMahon came in, walked down the red carpet, and into the club without acknowledging any of the people that were there. Just put his nose up in the air and walked straight through. Probably had those dark glasses on Monday and probably couldn't see him.
I suppose that's it. But what the hell, after having such a great day against Dallas, he deserved to snub them people, didn't he?
Charlie Roger for Vision World, the Twin Cities' leading locally owned optical company.
Rog, we've had a chance to talk with several Vision World professionals recently, and we're more convinced than ever before that Vision World is the place to go for quality eyewear.
Well, the quality, selection, and price is second to none. Not to mention that with their central lab, they put each pair of glasses and contact lenses through a complete quality check.
They do. You know, Vision World used to have in-store labs, but today, with all the new developments and lens styles and treatments, it's almost impossible to service your customers with one-hour limitations.
Vision World Central Lab also carries five different types of high-index lenses. Now, these are lenses that make your prescription thinner and in turn make your glasses lighter and more comfortable. In many cases, Vision World will use material that'll make your lenses lighter and thinner than the one-hour stores.
Vision World will also take the time to put the finishing touch in your lenses, sometimes using as many as 10 different edgers to make your glasses look the best that they can. Your Vision World glasses will simply look better than glasses from a one-hour store.
Vision World, with 32 locations.
The Cannon Mess here at WCCO. Boone and Erickson talking about glasses. I've had what I want to call all the time, with a misnomer, I have these hookers that are every once in a while buzzing me in my eyes. Actually, I went to a doctor and he told me they're not hookers, they're floaters. But I call them hookers because I can never remember that they're floaters. What they look like are little mosquitoes or gnats. Now, I got a call when I was in my laboratory cooking up the vittles for this show today to amaze and fool you on the Cannon Mess. And it was from Wendy Robson, who used to work here in promotion and now works for Roland Minda, public relations. Roland is a heck of a guy. She's got a nice job. Hello, I say. Wendy Robson says, happy birthday. I said, that's really nice of you to remember. And then we chatted for a bit. And then all of a sudden, I grab in the air because this gnat has jumped. It looks to me like it jumped out of the phone. And I grabbed the damn thing, and then I realized it's one of those floaters in my eyes. It's incredible. I keep seeing those things, you know, and when you are out in public and you make a grab for something in front of your eyes and people are wondering, what is he doing? Well, I'm trying to get the floaters is what I'm trying to do because I think they're bugs. So anything new with you, Mollinger?
No, I did not go to Planet Hollywood last night. I did not waste my time at the Viking game. I did not waste my time watching Bette Midler in Gypsy last night. I watched the first half hour. I couldn't believe how awful it was. Did it get any better?
I didn't watch it. I did not watch it. I watched the Green Bay Packers play football against San Diego.
After you went to the 3.5-hour thing with the Vikings and Dallas, you watched another game?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Ma, if you got a little wager on the game, I had a wager with my wife, Nanook, and I'm not going to tell you what the wager was, but we both watched with bated breath. I had San Diego, she had the Packers, even money, and she won, and so that's what you have to do. You have a small wager on some of these games, then they're more interesting.
I see.
Backlash LaRue has arrived. Oh, dear fellow, I love that mock turtleneck you have on today. Folks, it's powder blue. It goes with his powder blue eyes. It does indeed. I will admit that. I try to buy things that have blue in them. Thank you very much for the compliment. You have a nice weekend, Lash.
I did indeed. Oh, we had some folks over, and we did something we haven't done in a long time. We bobbed for apples.
You bobbed for apples?
Is this a Christmas thing, bobbing for apples?
Of course it's a Christmas thing. Where have you been? Or as the English say, where have you been?
I've been right here. I forgot. I thought it was a Halloween thing.
Well, hello there. Come on up and tell Santa what you want.
Hello, Santa.
Oh, goodness, you're a little bigger than most of my little visitors.
Well, you don't have the most comfortable lap either.
So, what is it you want for Christmas?
I need some advice.
Advice, I see.
You see, Santa, I'm awfully busy, and I don't have time to look all over town for the right gifts, and I don't want to pay last-minute prices.
Uh-huh.
So, come on, Santa, help me out. You know how crazy it is getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah, I do, but you're crushing my legs.
If you're looking for a little help with your Christmas shopping, Dayton's has the answer. Dayton's brand new holiday sale is here. 6 days of incredible savings just when you want to sale the most, before Christmas. With special discounts of up to 40% throughout the store. Holidays at Dayton's. It's a sale when you want a sale for a change, before Christmas.
So come on, Santa. You're the expert.
I don't know. My leg is totally numb.
You are stalling.
Oh, great. Now the feeling's gone in both my feet.
Sorry, Santa.
Dayton's new holiday sale. Going on now.
Someone, bring my sleigh. I can't move.
The latest weather,
along with traffic,
and of course news. WCCO's Good Morning Show is here to get you on your way every day, well aware of what's happening. When you need to know, turn on Lee and E on the Good Morning Show on News Talk 830 WCCO.